Trust in me, says the Lord. Do not let your hearts be troubled, says Christ. In other words, do not worry and do not be overwhelmed with problems and issues that can plague our hearts. All that God asks of us is that we trust in him. Children trust in their parents in an unwitting manner, without regard for tomorrow. Are we not God's children? And therefore, should we not likewise trust in him regarding everything, our health, our financial matters, and even our future? To do so, however, we need to pray, and that is our problem. We do not pray as often or as well as we should. So rather than trust in God through prayer, we end up placing our trust in others or things that do not fill the void in our hearts. Hence, we remain empty and troubled. So Christ comes to us and says, trust in me. And when the apostles question that, he reminds them that he is the way, the truth, and the life, which dovetails into three theological virtues: faith, hope, and charity. The way is hope, because we are pilgrims on the way, and we trust in him to guide us home to heaven. Christ is also the truth. He is the fullness of truth, and we believe in what he teaches us. Faith, hope, leads to charity. Life is charity, that burning love of God within and for love of our neighbour. So our Lord is guiding us, leading us, teaching us and instructing us how to live. On this weekend, we also contemplate the maternal dimension of our spiritual life. It's Mother's Day this weekend, today, and we acknowledge our mothers. We all have a mother, and we pray for her. We also have a spiritual mother, and on this weekend of Our Lady of Fatima, the 100th anniversary of the first of the apparitions occurred yesterday. We're in that framework, you might say, of Fatima apparitions that occurred so long ago, yet remain so relevant today. Motherhood, in particular, the spiritual motherhood of the Blessed Virgin Mary, is pure, loving, admirable, and excellent. And we turn to her and ask her to help us trust in her Son. Given the horrid state of our culture, the Western culture, and the world in general, it can sometimes be challenging. And let's face it, it's seemingly next to impossible to think about the future, when evil is so dominating and pervasive. The attacks on the church, the sacredness of life, family and marriage are constant and unrelenting. However, there are rays of hope, as recently the New South Wales Greens bill was not approved. But nevertheless, we do feel attacked. We feel at times that it's all too much, and worry and fear can dominate and plague our hearts. On such occasions, let us turn to Our Lady and seek Mary's intercession and protection over our children and their future. In doing so, we can offset the present culture of death and the other dark forces that pervade our world. And when fears come, when will it all end, what will happen, we ask her to be beside us. She is the light shining in the darkness. She encourages us, and we should never lose sight of her presence. At times, the apostles lost sight of the presence of Christ in their midst. Jesus asked Philip, Lord, you know, let us see the Father, and we shall be satisfied. And Jesus responds, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? In other words, you haven't recognised God's presence in your midst. So too, we can forget God's presence and our mother's presence in our midst. We should never lose sight of the fact that through daily prayer, Mass and the sacraments, God is with us. Sometimes, however, we do dismiss his presence because we dismiss the simplicity of that presence. Denis the Carthusian, a 15th century theologian, wrote 600 years ago some very pertinent points on this. He said, sometimes too much contemplation on lofty and difficult things, too much speculation on divine intellectual matters could break or weary the mind. And so I suggest, he says, that the believer should occasionally give himself the joy of conversing sweetly and very lovingly with the Virgin Mary and her adorable child. For just as love made them closer to each other and more like each other, so may Our Lady's love do for us. In other words, let us go to the simple manner or way of making God's presence real in our life. And one actual and factual way we can do that is by our adherence and fidelity to the Rosary. The messages of Fatima are relevant, they are cosmic and most alarming, and still with us. She asked the children, two in particular who are now canonised, Francesco and Jacinta, to pray the Rosary daily. Not monthly, or when they felt like it. In fact, she criticised Francesco for not saying the Rosary properly. Until he did say the Rosary properly, he could not see her. We want her presence to be actual in our life. So we pray the Rosary not just properly, but daily. And we ask for that grace in this centenary year of Fatima. We often ponder how the Blessed Mother viewed the life of her son. We can enter into her suffering when we are suffering, her joy when she was joyful, and ask her to be with us. As she watched her son grow, as she watched him suffer, you too, through the eyes of Mary, can see your own children grow and at times suffer. We ask her to help us persevere and not lose heart, but to always be mindful of her presence in our life. We also ask her to give us that grace to be faithful to the daily recitation of the Rosary, knowing that it will be our consolation as we grow older that we did what she asked of us. Finally, on this Mother's Day, we pray for our mothers in particular. Irrespective of what type of mother you have, you only have one, and therefore she is unique and deserving of your love and affection. We ask our Heavenly Mother, Mary, to protect and assist our own mothers, who have done so much for us throughout our own lives, and only in the next life will we realise how generous they have been. Be they living, make sure that you contact them some way today. If they have passed on, let us pray for them at this Mass, being ever thankful and grateful for the gift of their lives for us. We ask Our Lady to intercede for them, and we ask Our Lady to bless them now and unto eternity. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.